Hi, welcome to Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got Dr. Amit Narayan. He's the CEO and founder of AutoGrid. They're a company that's getting into the entire intelligent data space within the smart grid, and I wanted him on the show so that we could talk a little bit about how it's challenging design engineers at every level. So hi, Amit. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Alex.
Well, you know, as I just said in the introduction as I brought you in, it is getting so critical for engineers today to understand where the smart grid is going, what the challenges of the system are going to be, what the challenges on the designers are going to be. More intelligent subsystems are required, more intelligent software systems to guide these subsystems, and the hardware engineers have to understand these subsystems and the software involved in order to properly design the product.
Correct.
So please elaborate.
So, I mean, as I'm sure a lot of your engineers already realize, the grid is perhaps one of the most complex engineering systems which are out there, and almost every device that gets plugged onto the electric grid affects every other device that is already plugged onto the grid. And we have a very huge and giant synchronous system where if you turn a light bulb on, some generator somewhere has to change to produce more power. And so there is a huge amount of complexity when we are trying to see how these new devices are affecting the grid and how we can, for the first time, start getting more visibility into how these devices are interacting, get more visibility into how they will react if we send a price signal or an event to these devices. And then this opportunity is to then modify the behavior of these devices and see how the overall system can be operated in a more efficient manner, which means that it will be more reliable for the utility operators and the grid operators, but it also will be more cost-effective for the consumers of electricity who are part of the system.
Mm-hmm. Well, and those are all excellent points on it, because it really is crazy when you think about it. I mean, just think about the parasitic power in, say, a place like Manhattan. You know, 8 million, or I should say New York City, 8 million people in New York City. You know, at least 6 million of them got their phone chargers still plugged into the wall with nothing attached to it.
Absolutely. So there is a lot of wastage happening in this entire supply chain. There is and a lot of this wastage can be eliminated by running the overall system more efficiently. About 30% of the electrons that are generated are lost, essentially, quote unquote, in the sense that they are not used to do any productive work in the end. And so if we can by getting more visibility into how the system is operating and optimizing it, we can eliminate even a small fraction of that waste. That means tremendous gains, both in terms of energy productivity and overall cost and competitiveness for us as a nation and for us as a society.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Amit, I agree with you 100%. And now, when you think of AutoGrid, where are you currently serving in the supply chain, and where do you see yourselves expanding?
So we are more of a platform layer. We are trying to see how we can take advantage, or our customers can take advantage of the data that is getting available for the first time through massive investments that have happened in instrumenting and networking the grid, and how that data can be used more effectively. So what we are providing is a data platform layer where we can collect data from a variety of devices. These could be the meters that have been installed, other sensors that are coming on the grid, or building energy management systems, home energy management systems that are going behind the meters, electric chargers that may be behind the meters. We can bring all of this data, mash it up with other sources of data that may be publicly available around weather, around demographics, and use that to understand how the grid is going to operate. Now, one of the unique things about our platform is that we not only are able to reason about the data, we are also able to understand how the electrons are flowing through this physical system And that's an important point because, I mean, at the end of the day, the reliability of the system is really important if there is a power outage that can cost lives. So our platform allows us to understand how the resistances and the inductances and capacitances of these wires are, and if we make a change in any part of the system, how the voltage levels and power factors would change on this grid. So that gives us a very comprehensive portrait, which is dynamic, in terms of how the overall system is going to operate. And so that's unique. I mean, we can talk about the economics of the grid and the pricing programs, but we can also talk about the physics of the grid. And then we can also use our analytics, our platform, to change how the grid is going to operate. So we can communicate with devices. We are hearing a lot about Internet of Things and machine-to-machine communication. We have built a system which is able to communicate with any device that can communicate, irrespective of the protocol that it might have or the channel of communication it might be using, Wi-Fi or AMI or cellular. And we can not only bring the data back, but after our analysis, we can make decisions and send those decisions back. These decisions could be direct signals to change the state of the devices. In some cases, maybe we can reduce the thermostat temperature a little bit, or we can reduce the lighting or the level at which an EV charger might be charging. But we can also change the voltage regulator settings. We can send price signals where we may not be directly controlling the device, but we are giving signals or incentives for customers to respond in ways which make the overall system more efficient. And so this two-way dynamic capability gives us an unprecedented level of control in terms of how we can optimize the grid, and the number of variables that we can optimize essentially grow exponentially. So we have built a platform which lets us deal with all of this complexity and makes it easier for the operators to understand the system and then make it run more efficiently.
So, Amit, what other advice would you have for a designer who is either working for an organization that is creating subsystems for the grid itself, electrical substation systems, or industrial power interface systems that, you know, they've got to take the grid and they've got to create that interface between their facility and the grid, or even the household designer for smart homes or the smart meter there or the smart water meter there or any of the other myriad intelligent systems that are going to be creeping into every facet?
Well, I think a couple of things are really important. I think everybody should really think about the broader ecosystem in which their devices are going to play, both from an interoperability perspective, how their devices are going to interact with other things which are already on the device or which may come in the future, how they can allow more types of applications to interact with their devices, maybe provide a platform where part of the application can reside on their devices, but also and do it in a more standardized manner. There are a number of standards which are already becoming popular, and see how. But I think in many cases there is no one standard which has completely won the market. So to the extent there is some programmability on these devices, that makes the life easier for end customer who is trying to deploy some of these devices. Also see how, what kind of data is important. How that data could be valuable, not just in the local context of where these devices are being plugged in, but more, but what kind of information can the system provide to the rest of the broader system where it can help in optimizing that broader system.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that makes all the sense in the world. It's going to be a crowded ecosystem out there. You've got to worry about scalability. You've got to worry about new systems. You've got to worry about new protocols, improved protocols. And luckily, a lot of the chip manufacturers actually are starting to plan that in their microcontrollers and such that you can scale in different levels of functionality within the same chip family without having to change your pinouts or any of those other things.
Exactly. So, I mean, these are macro trends, and they're all moving in the same direction of interoperability and plug-and-play and more programmability on the devices. And I think that's giving opportunity in many domains, and in particular in the electric systems domain, to really run the overall system much, much more efficiently and reliably.
Well, excellent. Well, Amit, are there any other thoughts that you might have or anything you want to leave our audience with before we close out this episode?
No, this was a great, great presentation. One of the things that we are trying to do is help companies that are building these subsystems understand the end applications that are going on in the electric industry. In particular, there is a lot of press coverage of the massive heat wave that is sweeping the West Coast or the Western United States right now. One of the applications that is getting a lot of interest is how to balance demand and supply more in real time so that we don't build these power plants that are used only for a few hours during the year. And there is a lot of standardization happening in that area. So to the extent some of your viewers might be interested in understanding more about these applications or having a conversation with somebody who is in that domain, I would be happy to entertain those.
Well, what's your website?
Our website is www.auto-grid.com.
Pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, I want to bring you back because we haven't even touched into the issues of grid stiffening and grid reliability and who's responsible for that side of the house. So I definitely want to bring you back so that we can share your insights on that with the audience as well.
Yeah, happy to do that.
Excellent. So I'd like to thank the audience as well for taking the time to be with us today. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.